Thank you, and good morning. Welcome to High Security Printing Asia 2017, and for those of you who have traveled from overseas, welcome to Melbourne, Australia. It has stopped raining, the sun is shining, the stars have aligned for a good conference. At last, at last. I take this opportunity to also acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are gathered for this conference, the people of the Kulin Nation. And on behalf of everyone here at the conference, I pay my respects to the Kulin elders, past, present, and emerging. I am honoured to be presenting the welcoming address this morning, especially since this is the first time that Australia has been the host country in the 16-year history of the conference. My address is also presented with considerable pride, as Australia can claim a number of significant achievements in security printing. We were the first country to develop and issue a polymer banknote into general circulation, beginning with a single denomination commemorative note in 1988. All five denominations of Australian banknotes have now been printed on polymer for over 20 years, which has kept counterfeiting of our banknotes low and production costs contained. We continued the innovation in our banknotes with the introduction of a world-first top-to-bottom clear window in our new banknote series, which we began to issue last year. And the second note in this series, the $10 banknote, was released just over 2 months ago. And a new $50 note is scheduled for release in just under 12 months from now. Australia was also one of the first countries to embed microchips containing biometric information into its passports, which, similar to banknotes, has helped protect Australian passports from counterfeiting. It has also helped the secure movement of travellers through our air and sea ports. I would like to open the conference with some general observations on developments in security, in the security printing industry, in certainly the developments in recent years, as well as some thoughts on the industry's outlook. You won't be surprised that most of my comments will focus on the banknote segment of the industry, given my central bank heritage. I will, of course, also focus on the Asian region, not just because this is the Asian part of the High Security Printing Conference series, but also because this region represents approximately half of the global high security printing market and is around four times larger than the industry's next largest market segment. What happens in this region, therefore, is a significant representation of the industry's global performance. So let me begin with some observations on developments in the market. The Asian market for high security printing has experienced generally healthy growth over the past decade, driven by good economic performance, rising incomes, and infrastructure modernization across many parts of the region. The high security printing market, as measured by the value of production, has experienced average annual growth of around 6.5% over the past decade or so. That said, rates of growth have been declining, albeit from a high base. From an annual increase of around 11% at the turn of this decade, the market grew by an estimated 5.5% around the middle of this decade. Almost all segments of the market, including payment card printing, have experienced slowing rates of growth, with the check printing segment reporting outright falls in the value of output. Factors specific to different market segments have no doubt contributed to the slower overall growth rates. However, the factor common to most market segments is the displacement of traditional printing methods by emerging digital technologies. This is both reducing production costs for existing producers through more efficient printing methods, but at the same time introducing lower cost alternatives to traditionally printed high security products. The most obvious example is the growing use of mobile payment devices and digital wallets as alternatives to using traditionally printed instruments for making consumer payments. Two segments of the market in Asia, however, have appeared to move against the trend of generally lower rates of growth in the value of production. One of these is ticket printing and is attributed to the general upgrades in public transport infrastructure. That said, it is expected that growth in this segment will also slow in the next few years as transport operators in Asia migrate from proprietary ticketing systems to more sophisticated arrangements such as open-loop ticketing systems. Interestingly, the other segment that is bucking the trend is banknote production. Over the past decade, the value of banknote production in Asia has grown from around 4% per year to around 5.5% per year in 2016. Although this is a seemingly modest increase over the period, it is significant because this segment comprises around 40% of the high security printing market in Asia. It is also significant because it is occurring at the same time as a growth in production volumes of banknotes is slowing, primarily, as I mentioned, in response to take-up of electronic and digital platforms for making payments. In the past 12 months, the volume of banknotes produced in the Asian region has risen by just over 2%, compared with an average annual growth rate of around 5% since the start of the decade. Increasing growth in the value of production at the same time that growth in production volumes is slowing means, of course, that banknote prices are rising proportionately higher rate. Put differently, central banks as wholesalers in the banknote market are paying proportionately higher prices for finished banknotes than they have in previous years. Furthermore, the higher price is compensating printers and other input suppliers as producers in the market for generally slower growth in production orders. My observation is that the growth in banknote prices reflects in part a demand by central banks for banknotes to be printed on more durable substrates and for banknotes to have more sophisticated security features to protect against counterfeit attack. This can be seen in the increasing take-up of technologies to improve the durability of banknotes, such as polymer and polymer composite substrates, as well as varnishes as a protective overcoat for banknotes. It can also be seen in the increased use of added security features such as optically variable devices. Many of these features come at premium prices compared with traditional inputs to banknote production. This is not a development that is unique to the Asian market, however, but is also evident in other regions of the world, most notably Europe and parts of North America. Two strategies, in my view, underlie the demand for more expensive substrates and security features, strategies which also, in my view, reinforce each other. The first is that the growth in production volumes declines, as the growth in production volumes decline, central banks are having their banknotes printed on more durable substrates in order to extend banknote life in circulation and thereby reduce medium to long-term production costs. Industry estimates suggest that banknotes printed on polymer substrates, for example, cost twice as much to produce as paper banknotes, but last 3 to 4 times longer. This was certainly Australia's experience in the late 1990s, in the first few years after printing our banknotes on polymer, having shifted from paper. Recent estimates suggest that the Australian $5 banknote, which is our lowest denomination banknote, has a medium life of around 3.5 years, while our largest circulating note by volume, the $50, has a median life of around 10 years. The second strategy is that central banks are having more sophisticated security features added to protect banknotes, partly because the technology available to counterfeiters is improving and partly because the banknotes are staying in circulation for longer periods. In other words, banknotes are being printed with advanced security features to protect against current sophisticated counterfeit techniques, as well as yet unspecified and unknown techniques that may become available to counterfeiters over a longer period of time in which the banknotes are likely to be circulating. The obvious question arising from these observations is, will the current state of play continue? And I would like to offer some thoughts on the future state of play, focusing again on the banknote segment of the market. It almost goes without saying that the outlook for banknote printing depends on the future of the future demand for cash, and there are different views on this topic, including the view that physical cash has only a finite future. I won't summarise the various views on other than to say that we cannot ignore the possibility that the use of physical cash may, in some countries, disappear at some stage. That said, the common view amongst commentators seems to be that the future state, the foreseeable future state, is likely in most countries to be one of relatively less cash rather than cashless. That is, cash use may decline to a level that reflects a base demand in the community for the specific characteristics that physical banknotes provide. Whatever the endpoint, whether it's less cash or cashless, the journey is likely to be a steady walk rather than a quick sprint. And there are several reasons for this, but two in particular stand out in my view. The first is that despite its declining use in transactions, the overall demand for cash in many countries is continuing to expand. In the past few years, the median annual growth in currency in circulation across countries in the International Monetary Fund group was just under 9%. Similar annual growth was recorded for countries participating in the Pacific Rim Banknote Conference, which includes China, Korea, the Philippines, Australia, and a number of other Asian countries, as well as Canada and the United States. In most of these countries, including Australia, the ratio of currency in circulation to measures of national production is around its highest for several decades. Underlying the expansion is a shift in overall demand towards holding cash for non-transactional reasons, such as a store of wealth and as a precautionary balance. Even so, the use of cash for transaction purposes is still growing in most countries, albeit at a slower pace. There is, in fact, only one country in the world, Sweden, where the transaction demand for cash is actually in retreat or in significant retreat. This is because cash transactions, despite losing prominence to non-cash payment methods, still offer features that people find desirable. They are anonymous, exchange and settlement is instantaneous, and they are made in a liability of the central bank, which gives people confidence in the value of their exchange. Furthermore, cash transactions can be made when non-cash payment systems are unavailable, not operating, or are relatively expensive to use compared to using cash. The key point here is that whatever the underlying causes, there is a degree of resilience in the demand for cash in the community. Arguably, the resilience is strongest in the Asian region because of the region's large population. In China, the world's most populous country, growth in currency in circulation has averaged around 5% annually over the past 4 years, even though the country has, at the same time, experienced a dramatic shift towards electronic forms of payment, more dramatic, in fact, than in most other countries. Correspondingly, China's annual demand for banknote substrate is around 30,000 tonnes, some 30% of annual global substrate demand. The picture is broadly the same in India and Indonesia, where strong cultural factors also underpin the demand for cash. Together, China, India and Indonesia make up an estimated 55% of global consumption of banknote substrate. By any measure, it is reasonable to assume that the momentum behind banknote demand in these countries alone, will take some time to reverse direction. The second reason to believe that the journey will take a while is that central banks are continuing to invest fairly heavily in banknote infrastructure. Based on my own, admittedly very quick survey, there are 22 central banks that are currently upgrading their banknotes, or at least have done so in the past few years. A slightly larger number of central banks, 23 in particular, are underway with or have recently upgraded their printing and or banknote processing centres. China, Hong Kong, India, Malaysia and the Philippines, as well as Canada and the United States, feature in this group of countries that are upgrading their printing and processing operations. Australia features in both groups. As I mentioned earlier, we are upgrading our banknotes with more sophisticated security features. We are also in the final stages of fitting out a recently completed storage facility with automated banknote processing equipment. The facility, which is several kilometres north of the Melbourne CBD, will more than double our existing storage capacity and increase our processing capacity by around 50%. Expenditures on printing equipment, secure storage and processing are significant investments. It is difficult to get precise numbers in every case, but extrapolating on a few reported figures that I was able to identify, the total investment in printing and processing across the 23 central banks that I looked at, that I identified in my survey, amounted to some $4.25 billion Australian dollars, or $3.5 billion US dollars. The key point here is that all of these central banks could not have got the investment decision wrong. Even if the end point is that our communities will be using less cash, investments in new printing and automated processing equipment will serve to keep production and processing costs down as this happens. Either way, the size of the investment decision by central banks in banknote infrastructure are based on central banks being in a position to continue managing the use of physical cash for some time to come. Putting all of these thoughts together, the prospect that the decline in the use of banknotes is likely to be gradual, particularly in this region of the world, is good news for the high security printing industry. Of course, at least as far as printing banknotes is concerned. It suggests that the demand for central banks in recent years for banknotes to be printed on durable substrates and with more sophisticated security features is likely to continue for at least some time. This good news, however, is not without qualification. It would be unrealistic to believe that central banks will keep paying increasingly higher prices for banknotes. Underlying the demand for longer-lasting substrate and new automated cash processing centres is a desire to manage the cost of the banknote life cycle more finely over the medium to long term. Central banks will want substrates and security features at competitive prices. They may also change their strategies. It is possible, as the use of physical cash declines and technology advances, that central banks will find it strategically better to shift to making small but regular changes to banknote design and functionality rather than large, decades-apart upgrades to a full banknote series. They will also want access to detailed data about the performance of various banknote features at various stages of the banknote life cycle, allowing them to more finely manage their investments in banknote durability and security against the uncertainty of future banknote demand. This may mean that awarding contracts to design and print new single denomination banknote or a complete new series may become less common. It may instead become more common to award contracts to print a single new feature and incorporate it into an existing banknote design. If banknotes are staying longer in the hands of the public, it seems likely too that central banks will require the notes to have security features that are more overt. That is, security features that can be easily seen by looking at the note or by easily scanning the note with a smartphone or other mobile device. Banknotes presently have a roughly balanced mix of overt and covert security features. So there are opportunities and challenges ahead for the high security printing industry. Both seem more acute in the Asian region because of its large population and cultural connection to using physical cash. And that is why this conference is important and timely. It is an opportunity to share experiences, consider new technologies and techniques, and with the benefit of these, to discuss and plan strategy for the changes that are likely to occur over the next decade or so. I encourage you all to make the most of the opportunity of this conference over the next few days, and I look forward to talking with many of you and sharing ideas and thoughts. I would also encourage you to take in Melbourne's atmosphere, particularly now that it's stopped raining. The city has a well-deserved reputation for creativity, and as always, creativity will be important in order to take the opportunities ahead in the high security printing industry. Once again, welcome, and please enjoy the conference. Thank you.
We have some time for questions, so can we get the questions onto the screen, please? Okay, the first question is for you, Lindsay. Interest rates are at historically low levels. When they inevitably rise, do you think this will result in reduced demand, as they will no longer be attractive as a store of value?
That's a very good question. I think if you were simply to look at the pure economics of it, you'd probably say yes, you would expect the demand for holding banknotes as a store of value to go down as interest rates go up. But there are other things, I think, which also determine whether people hold banknotes as a store of value, and some of those things might very well be related to ability to access government welfare programs, particularly if those programs are associated with an assets test. It would be better for people. Sorry, people might think it would be better to hold some of their assets in the form of cash, which cannot necessarily be identified. So I think yes, there is the possibility. It seems reasonable from an economic point of view that you would expect the demand for cash as a store of value to go down when interest rates go up. But there are other factors which determine why people hold banknotes as a store of value.
Thank you, Lindsay. I think the second question is for you as well. Do central banks try and forecast any emerging technologies that may make a dramatic impact on currency production, like Uber has done with the taxi industry?
Again, this is a very interesting question. I think central banks do try to forecast future demand for cash, but of course there's a lot of things going on in the payment space generally, which makes it very difficult to actually determine, or at least you'd be a very brave person who tries to determine where that's actually going to end up. I guess my view would be that if you look further down the track, we will probably for payments be using cash a little less, but in a modern one of the features of a modern economy is that they offer consumers and the public generally choice. So not only do you have choice in the products that you can buy, but you also have choice in the instruments you can use to actually buy those products. And it seems to me that while the public generally have a demand for cash because of the physical characteristics of physical cash, then that would be using cash to make payments would be one of those choices that the public can generally use.
Thank you. Your turn, Gilliam. Why would someone want to pay online in cash?
Can I add an answer to that question as well? One of the you're quite right. One of the concerns that online merchants have is that is the abandoned shopping cart, that people actually choose products to fill the shopping cart, but when they get to the point of actually paying, they just walk away from the computer. There's two key issues. One is the cost of the transport is not always obvious at the initial stages when they're selecting goods, and the other one is it's also not clear what the cost of the card transaction is as well. So there is some, amongst payment system regulators, there is some push to have those costs made transparent to consumers earlier on in the process, but certainly the costs of the transaction, the costs of the card transaction in a card not present transaction is a key factor in why people abandon the shopping cart before they actually get to the point of making a payment.
Thank you. Great session, great speakers, but I think we're all ready for coffee now, yeah? Tea? And then we resume at 11:30. A big round of applause for our presenters.